Hey, it's Morning Hog Brew Review time. Morning Hog Happy Hour is always great because we're already happy. And then Josh Messar Perot shows up, and we got a Morning Hog Brew Review. Hi, buddy.
Hey.
You know, I saw you roll in, and you had this cooler with you, and you brought these cans on. They're very nondescript. I thought these were like blank, like undercover cans.
Kind of.
Just a very sleek line of product right here.
Agreed.
Very sexy, I would say. If I could say that about a...
Talking about me, or...
No, the cans.
Yeah.
It's all right, misunderstanding.
Like
yeah, yeah. All right, so what are we getting into today? I see the word press.
And there you go. Press.
Yeah. Okay.
It's a premium alcohol seltzer.
Oh.
Okay.
Yep. You may have seen it before. They have some really cool flavors. They're not just like those straight lemon flavors and lime or anything like that.
Okay.
So we'll get into it today. There's two different variety packs. All these are going to be 4% alcohol.
Okay.
They do that, they say, so you can taste the flavors a little bit more.
Okay.
That way, you know, your palate's not being overwhelmed by the alcohol itself. So we'll start off with their signature variety pack. This is pomegranate ginger.
Okay.
Mm.
Pomegranate.
So would it be fair to say that they should use the slogan, meet the press?
Like, oh.
You like meet the press?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
right.
We'll send that along.
We'll go ahead and coin that. Steve. Write it down.
Yeah.
Meet the press.
Steve's going to write that down.
M-E-E-T.
Yeah.
M-E-A-T.
Yeah, you're right. Take a job.
T-H-E.
Meet the press. Okay, got it.
His spell check is going to spell it M-E-A-T by mistake. All right.
So pomegranate ginger.
Pomegranate ginger.
Yeah, so these are 12-pack varieties, four flavors. So this particular flavor isn't too far off the reservation.
Okay.
But once we kind of get into it, you'll definitely have some very unique flavors, and that's one of my favorite things about press is they're not afraid to, you know, combine some stuff you're not usually used to seeing, especially in the hard seltzer realm.
Okay.
That's really good, BTW. Very good.
And I wouldn't call these hint of flavor. I wouldn't call these full flavor, but you're definitely getting the flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's very clean, too.
Not over sweet.
Would you say that it's a premium clean?
I would. Steve. Good job. Good call.
I would definitely say that.
It's really Steve following the lead. All right. Josh is cracking up a can, too. We're rolling.
Yeah, we got a lot of cans to go
through. Let's go.
We'll crack through them, and I'll talk a little bit more here in a second. The next one here is blackberry hibiscus.
Okay. Hibiscus is a flower. I know that.
Yes, it is a flower.
Look at you.
Yeah.
Do you know what a blackberry is? So these are, like I said, 4% alcohol, 110 calories a piece. There is a little bit of sugar in here, about 5 grams or so. So you are getting a little bit of sweetness, which is nice. Sometimes that gets a little lost, and some of the seltzers out there can be a little bit bitter, which is not enjoyable, especially after one or two of them. And then flavor, or like ingredient-wise, water, malt, citric acid, fructose, natural flavors. Mm.
You went to like that, Josh brings us the brew review each week from SR Prot because, you know, he went to like beer school, right? He went to like, school for this.
No, I just drink a lot of beer.
But do you find that sometimes when you take a drink like this and if you swivel your head, it'll help move it across your different taste buds?
Oh, absolutely. You know, there's a lot of science behind different
like that?
Factions of flavor and stuff like that.
You could move your tongue too, but I'm like, why don't you just move your head?
Well, your whole body at that point, shake a little bit.
Yeah, like a lot of times I'll drink to music and I'll put on the song and I'll just drink to that, and it helps me taste more flavors.
Right,
just a fun brew.
Straight science.
It's a fun brew review fact right there.
Yeah, number two for the year. Good thing we're closing out.
We're closing out strong. We're really closing out strong. All right, that's really I enjoy that flavor a lot. What's next?
Ditto.
I like the description for that particular one. It says luscious berries.
It is luscious. Totally agree.
Lime and lemongrass. Ooh, so not lemon lime, but lime and lemon. This is lime and lemongrass.
Okay.
So what's the difference between lemons and lemongrass?
Oh, boy.
It's two completely different things.
Well, one's grass. I know that.
Gotcha.
And then one's like a fruit, right?
Yeah.
This pretty much explains it.
As soon as you smell this, you know what you're getting into.
Sure.
That smells delicious.
I'll have to Google you some pictures of lemon next to lemongrass.
Please do it.
Wow.
Will you copy me on that email too?
Yeah,
I appreciate that.
Thank you. Certainly.
Oh, that's a very refreshing flavor right there.
It's my favorite by far.
Oh, that is refreshing.
Yeah.
That's
pretty
nice.
Damn good.
Mm. It almost gives me a certain soda vibe.
Yes. Yes.
But with a little bit of extra.
Right.
Something from that, the lemongrass itself.
Something like a spit?
No.
Yeah. Like if it had a 4% attached to it, that would be way better.
Right.
That's what these got right here. Thank you, Press, for making that happen. All right. Well, since we are Press, technically we're media, right? We're Press media people.
Okay.
We were allowed to have this fourth can before we take a break, right?
Here's one I don't think I've ever seen.
Okay.
This is grapefruit cardamom.
Ooh.
Grapefruit who?
cardamom.
Whoa, cardamom?
Cardamom? Am I saying that right?
Cardamom? I don't know.
Now you're...
I don't know. I'm going...
Oh, you know what? It's card-a-mom.
Oh, whoa.
Really?
It's probably a good idea.
All right. It's all right. We can say how we want to say it. It just matters how it tastes.
My mom was carded recently.
Yeah?
I saw that. I was there when your mom got carded.
She said, what?
Steve's mom got carded for buying an alcoholic drink.
Yeah, she did. Yeah. True story. That's awesome.
She is well past her 40s. All right.
Did I mention this is gluten removed as well?
No.
There you go. So another cleaner aspect. Hello.
You probably did mention it, but I want to put that out there again. Mm. Okay. Oh, this is very light.
Very light. Mm. Oh, that's good, too.
Wow. I don't know what the cardamom is, but...
These are all delicious.
It's really good.
Super... I mean, you said it earlier. These are super clean tasting. Yeah, there's no weird, you know, aftertaste, anything like that. The flavors are clearly there. It's not overwhelming, anything like that.
Yeah.
I actually have some pretty cool facts we'll talk about after the break.
Want to take a break?
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'll press the break button. You press more press coming up on the Morning Hog Brew Review. On 95.7 The Hog.
I'm impressed.
You get it?